This is Thrace Relations, a podcast about Spartacus, the television series on Starz Channel. Hello, I'm Em.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Paul.
Welcome to the bonus cast of Thrace Relations. We have musical number by
Motown Philly BCE. We could just skip that.
Doing a little east. I didn't look up where everybody's from, but we're doing a bonus cast on the people behind Blood and Sand because we want to give credit due. We mostly just talked about the story, but we didn't talk about the actors and the writers and the directors. So we're going to start off by talking about... We're going to just do this in a very random order, okay? Just deal with it because I don't have my papers organized. So we're going to start off with Claudius Labber. Yes, suck it.
Suck it.
Claudius?
Claudius Labber.
Played by... A.K.A. Claudius fucking Labber.
The Legatus. Craig Parker. And I'm just going to list off some of the things that were more recognizable, at least to me. Sorry if I'm... You know, ignoring things that are more awesome to you guys listening. Whatever. Anyway, so he was in Legend of the Seeker. He played Darkin Rahl. He was in Underworld, Rise of the Lycans. He played somebody named Sabus.
I only watched those movies once.
Yeah.
He was in a TV series, Power Rangers Ninja Storm. Now, I haven't seen that.
That's classic.
Mm-hmm. The Lord of the Rings, obviously. He was Haldir.
Pales compared to the Power Rangers.
Yes. He played three different people in Xena. He was in three different episodes.
I didn't know that either.
I knew that. He was also in the Tommyknockers miniseries, which I saw that years ago. It was a very bad remake or movie made of that book. But anyway, he was in Young Hercules, the TV series. Okay, on to Peter Mensah, Doctore.
Amazing actor.
He was in Transformers Prime, the TV series. He was in True Blood, which we saw him in True Blood, and they really underused him.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of lame.
He was in Avatar, which I have not seen. He was a Horse Clan leader.
He was in Avatar?
Yeah.
They must have CG'd him, you know what I mean?
He was in Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles TV series, which I've only seen the first episode of that.
300?
He wasn't. I was going to get to that.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. You can say it.
I don't remember.
He was the messenger that arrived and they kicked him down into that pit.
Oh, yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
He was in The Incredible Hulk.
The first Incredible Hulk?
I don't know. General Joe Greller is who he played. He was in Star Trek Enterprise 2005 TV series.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
He was in that movie Hidalgo, which has Aragorn in it.
It was a really boring movie.
He was also in Tears of the Sun, which we watched.
That's a really good movie.
That's
Monica Bellucci's in it. Yeah.
I remember so little about that movie.
Just Monica Bellucci.
I
don't even remember she was in it. That's how much I remember, you know.
Because that's the reason why I watched it, because it's like Monica Bellucci. Just kidding.
I can believe it.
Kind of kidding.
You're not kidding at all, actually.
I'm serious. Okay, next up, Asher, played by Nick Terabay.
I don't think I've seen him in anything else. What's he been in?
Actually, we have.
What?
Moonlight. The TV series.
What?
Mm-hmm. I know, we'll have to go back and check it out.
That's the one with the vampire?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking Moonlighting.
No. No. Bruce Willis.
I was like, that motherfucker is way older than I thought.
Oh, Moonlighting, I remember that. My parents used to watch that.
We did too. That was a family show for us.
Okay, good. So Moonlight, I have no idea what that is.
We watched it.
It's a rip-off show. It kind of rips off that show Angel.
Oh, yeah.
It's about a guy who's a vampire and...
Only one season.
He's a good vampire and he has this lady who's helping him solve these crimes.
And she looks exactly like Kate Winslet. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and
it's
not Kate Winslet.
And then when you go and watch Angel, which actually came out before it, you start to see that there was a real big similarity in some of these plot lines. And you can kind of see, it wasn't a terrible show, but you can see
too
why.
Close to the movie.
Yeah. We got to go back and watch a couple of those episodes because I want to see Asher outside of the Ludus.
Yeah.
Shit, you probably fucking YouTube it.
Yeah.
Well, he was in the new Star Trek movie. He played a Klingon, so you probably wouldn't recognize him because of the makeup. He was in NCIS, CSI. Hmm. He was in The Sopranos. He played a recurring character named Matouche.
Don't remember him in that either.
I haven't seen that, so I don't know. He was in Sex and the City TV series where he was a dancer.
Oh, my God.
Next up, Varro. Jai Courtney.
Oh, he was in the Wheel of Time books as Patrick Carlton.
Most famous for the role of
anyway.
A young lad from the Two Rivers.
Jai Courtney. He was recently in Good Day to Die Hard as Jack McClane, John McClane's son.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Well, I didn't see the movie, but I saw the preview.
And I guess there's some stuff coming out in I, Frankenstein is in post-production. A movie called Felony is coming out that he's in. He's going to be in Divergent, which is another dystopic movie based on a young adult book that is kind of like Hunger Games, I guess. But he's going to be in that. And Kate Winslet's also going to be in that. Hmm. We just mentioned Kate Winslet.
So Varro's coming up in his career because of Sparty, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now he's working with Kate Winslet.
Nice.
Yeah, that is nice. All right. Next up, Navia, Leslie Ann Brandt. Mm. I didn't recognize anything, so I just put some random stuff. Killing Winston Jones is in post production. She's playing somebody named Virginia Carver.
Is she from England or Australia or anything?
Yeah, I didn't.
That's what I bet some of these are from.
I bet she's from like New Zealand, I think, mm-hmm. but I don't know. See, I wish I had did that. Went and looked that up. Kurza, he's got a cool name. His name is Carlos Drinkwater. You remember he had Fugitivus?
Oh, yeah.
He was also in that television show Underbelly that they discovered Dustin Clare on, which they brought him as Ganicus. So he was on that show. He was in Lord of the Rings. He was an Easterling warrior, and he's uncredited. Is that? Next up, Neus. Oh, boy. Rako Vasilev. So you said his accent sounded Russian, so that is definitely a Slavic name, so it's possibly that he is Russian. I don't know. Hmm. He mostly does stunts. He's done stunts in 61 titles, including Hercules 3D, which is now filming with Liam McIntyre.
Wow.
Yes. He was in, I guess, a TV miniseries called Romeo and Juliet, and stunt performer. He was in Conan the Barbarian, new movie. The Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah. What was he in the Chronicles
Prince of Narnia? Prince Caspian stunts.
Oh, wow. Man,
Day of the Dead.
Stud.
Aragorn.
Day of the Dead.
Yep. And Man with a Screaming Brain. That's Robert Tappert.
Yeah. That's the Robert Tappert, connection right there.
Next up.
Day of the Dead, does it give a year on that? Because that's not the original Day of the Dead, because he's too young
for
that.
I didn't put the year down, so we'll have to look it up.
Hmm.
Next up, Medicus.
Yes. All right.
His name is David Austin.
He was on MASH.
Yeah.
He's in a recent show called Compound, and he plays a dentist.
Ooh. Hope he's a little cleaner.
In 2010, he was in The Warrior's Way. He played a one-man band.
Man, he gets all the good parts.
And that's all I wrote for him.
Whoa. That's it? Well, I want everybody listening to go out and rent all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves it.
Yes.
Next up, Drennis, played by Kyle Rowling.
Which one's Drennis?
He was in the first episode, and he was Spartacus's
friend. Oh, his friend, the one who he wrestles in the dirt with in the camp.
Yeah, okay.
The one that stole the wine.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I put a couple of things down, but I just point out that he was Christopher Lee's stunt double in episode 3, and in episode 2 as well. He's also played somebody named Jean-Claude Danva. Does that name sound familiar? Is that from the books?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
What the fuck? Maybe it's Jean-Claude Danva.
Why can't I play in my own movie? No, we got someone else, Jean-Claude. Go do your splits. We're good.
Yeah.
Back when I was in middle school, we used to say, Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's fine.
Oh, wow.
That's what my friend said.
Yeah.
He's from Belgium, though. He doesn't count.
Okay. Shoot. Moving on. Oh, he was also in the movie Gabriel, which I was trying to remember when I was talking about. Andy Whitfield. Played an angel, and he played the angel Gabriel, so he had the title role, and it was actually a pretty decent movie I watched, and Kyle Rowling, who played Drennis, was the fight director. Mm-hmm. So I guess he coordinated fights.
Nice.
So Barca, Antonio T. Mahoya. People are going to hate me for that. Okay. Antonio T.
He's Samoan or something.
Mahoya.
Mahoya.
Okay, I like that. Mahoya. All right.
We're probably still saying it wrong, but.
Sounds good.
I like that. Legend the Seeker. He played Bounty.
Bounty.
Oh, in Bounty, he played Denver, I think.
Hmm.
Something called Shortland Street TV series. He was in Xena the Warrior Princess, which I don't remember that, so.
He might have just been Thug.
He was probably one of the guys who got beat up.
He was, yeah. He was in two different episodes, so he played two different characters. Yeah. He was also in Hercules. He played two different characters in two different episodes.
He's also the current singer for Sepultura.
Is he really?
No, he just looks
he
like
just looks
oh, I was
like
about
him.
To say, I was yeah. like, huh. Oh,
totally last name sounds like his almost, too.
Ooh, that frog is back. Calling you out.
Yeah, yeah. The frog's back.
Motherfucker.
Next up is Bizo.
Who's Bizo?
Bizo.
He's the one that Spartacus took the spear from and then threw it. And he was also the one, every time a horn blows, the Romans shit on me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was really just in that one episode.
Yeah. He was in The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, which is in post-production right now. He plays Yasnig.
I can't wait.
He's also in The Unexpected Journey. So we're going to get to see him. Maybe if we can tell it's him. Movie called, or some short movie called Brave Donkey. He was in Legend of the Seeker. He was in 30 Days of Night.
Brave Donkey.
Played Zuriel. Senator Albinius. Kevin J. Wilson. He was in Legend of the Seeker. He was also in Xena Princess. He was in the, he played Xerxes in the Black Wolf episode. Okay.
That's Magistrate Calavius?
No, that's Senator. Alithia's dad.
Oh, Alithia's dad. Yeah, okay.
Salonius Craig Walsh Wrightson. He is in Legend of the Seeker, Xena Warrior Princess. We already said that before. He played three different.
He was
King Linnaeus.
Saturday Night Live. Or
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, sorry. Staying Alive.
Petros. His name is, I'm hoping I'm saying this right, is Eka. He's in The Vampire Diaries.
Hmm.
That's really the only thing I recognize.
You've seen all those. How
oh, they're fantastic. I watch them after Twilight. You know, it's not so bad.
Yeah. Magistrate Calavius, John Bach. So this is what the reveal you can give.
He was in Farscape. Remember when John Crichton goes into that little, he goes through a wormhole and he goes into that one dimension and there's the guy who can stop time and he has the black eyes. And he's all, time is relative.
Yeah.
Time is this and that. Yeah. That's him.
I didn't even fucking
know.
I didn't either.
She texted me the other day while I'm at work.
And that's fucking rad.
Like, oh, okay.
He's also in Lord of the Rings, the
that
Two
was
Powers.
A great episode, too.
Who is he
in Austin Lord Powers?
Madril? He was in that and Lord Return of the King.
Oh, Two Towers.
Okay. Oh, man. I'm supposed to be German and I cannot pronounce his last name. Agron Daniel Fuegriegel.
Whoa. I'm not going to be any better, but
that's a tough. I should have tweeted him or twittered him. tweeted him.
Fuegriegel. You got to get that German.
Fuegriegel. Daniel Fuegriegel.
That's Agron.
Yeah, it's Agron.
And we've seen him in.
Other than this, nothing. But he's in McLeod's Daughters, which Andy Whitfield was in.
McLeod's Daughters.
Yes. Unless it's McLeod's.
It's a Highlander movie. Duncan McLeod's Daughters.
McLeod's.
Yeah. So McLeod's Daughters, which Dustin Clare was in, also Andy Whitfield, and I think there's been
Sean
some others.
Sean Connery's probably in that as well.
Anyway.
I'm Spaniard.
Rapist.
The worst casting ever. I play a Spaniard.
I'll take Swords for 200.
Swords.
It's S words.
That's S words.
I fuck your mother, Trebek.
That's not what she said last night.
Welcome back to Celebrity Jeopardy. I'd like to remind everyone to please refrain from using racial slurs. You think you're pretty smart, don't you, Trebek? With your greasy hair and your little dago mustache. What did I just say? That's like the best Saturday Night Live skit ever.
I agree.
I'll take 8 tit for 200. Remember the freaking choices on the Celebrity Jeopardy, like potables, colors that end in
purple. Yeah.
All right, on to it.
Next up, Duro, Andy Cunningham. Mm.
Cunningham. I expect him to be a Cunningham.
Home and Away TV series, Progeny TV movie, Pack to the Rafters. I don't recognize any of this.
Duro is also a race in the Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's appropriate. Lykinia, played by Brooke Harmon. McCloud's daughter is another one, and she's also in the Beastmaster TV series, which I heard was pretty bad. But
we were wrong with Sean Connery.
The Beastmaster TV series?
Yes, Lykinia was in that.
That. Come on.
I didn't even know there was one.
Mira. Katrina Law. She's actually in a post-production movie called Death Valley. She plays Annie Gunn, and she's in that movie with Nick Terabay.
Huh.
Asher. She's also in a CSI in Miami where she played an assassin.
Sweet.
And she was in Legend of the Seeker and she played a Mord Sith.
It's Legend of the Seeker show. I mean, it's just going to be chock full of,
I've watched the first season.
Oh, it's a TV show. One in a movie?
It's a book originally, a sort of true series books. And then they did the first movie
bombed.
I haven't seen the movie. I don't know anything about a movie.
Legend of the Seeker movie? I could have sworn there was. I don't know.
Did they only make one season of the TV show?
I think they made two, actually. And I watched the first one. I didn't.
Was it good?
I didn't like the book. Mm-hmm. I read the whole book and I decided not to continue with it. I just don't like wizards who shoot fire for no reason out of their fingertips. I like to have magic systems explained, and maybe magic system would have been explained later. It just didn't appeal to me. But the whole Mord Sith stuff was kind of interesting, and she plays a Mord Sith, and those are some dominatrix bitches. They wear red leather because to hide the blood.
Sweet.
And they whip the shit out of you. Well, they have like this thing that electrocutes you, basically.
Yeah, there's no safe words.
Yeah, there's none. So now Aurelia, Brooke Williams. I don't know any of these things, but she's a good actress, so hopefully she's doing well. But she was in Shortland Street TV series. She was in 156 episodes of that, so it looks like she had a...
That's quite a run for a TV.
Yeah.
Has to be some kind of English or New Zealand.
Australian, probably. Yeah. She was in The Almighty Johnsons. So.
Is that a porn?
The Almighty Johnsons.
Now we're going to get to our headliners here. There's got to be. Is there more up there? Oh, no.
Nope.
Oh, wait. Here, there we go. Okay, so now we're getting to our headliner actors. We got Andy Whitfield, Spartacus. He was, I already mentioned Gabriel. He played the title role. He was in a movie called... The Clinic, which I watched the preview to that. It's supposed to be like a horror movie. Looks interesting. And TV series, McCloud's Daughters, Pack to the Rafters, All Saints. John Hannah, Bodyatus. He was in Damages.
Hmm.
We already know about The Mummy. He was also in Carnival. There's actually quite a bit of Carnival people here. He was in Alias. He was also in Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Huh. The TV show Alias?
Yes. Crixus, Manu Bennett, The Hobbit. We already know he's Azog. He's in Arrow. He plays Slade Wilson. He's in 30 Days of Night. He plays Billy Kitka. He's in that movie Lantana we watched years and years ago.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember him being in that, but...
Steve Valdez, and I tried to look up like a YouTube clip of him in it, and he was just dancing. He was teaching somebody how to dance. I was like, woohoo! Xena, Warrior Princess, we already talked about that in the past.
He was in Xena?
Yeah, he played Mark Antony, and it's a special episode that comes with the DVDs. Like, it's not on Netflix.
Never got put up.
Netflix. Lame.
Yeah. Beastmaster TV series too. So now we're to Erin Cummings, who played Sura. She's right now a movie that's in post-production, The Living. That actually might have Andy Samberg in it. She's also was in that ill-fated show Pan Am. She was also in Mad Men. She played Candace, who was in two episodes. Nip Tuck.
Erin Cummings was in Mad Men.
Yeah, we've talked about this on this podcast before.
I don't remember.
Yeah, she played his hooker, I guess, the one that slaps him, I think. She smacks him. He asks her to.
Must have been drunk.
She had red hair.
A little slap and tickle.
I remember the part from Mad Men. I just don't remember talking about it on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
That's why
okay.
I was saying.
Slap and tickle. She's always playing hooers.
Sura?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Sparty's other girlfriend. Sorry about that.
Sorry, sir.
Well, technically, it's kind of his own, but that would
well,
be
she did
wrong.
Play a prostitute in Star Trek Enterprise, so yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh. Hey, I was right up.
She was in Charmed TV series. She was in Dollhouse.
Enterprise.
And she was in the movie Bitch Slap, which we're going to have to watch because...
Bitch Slap. What a great name.
Because Gabrielle's in it, and so is Lucy Lawless. Okay. Lucretia, Lucy Lawless. Speaking of Lucy Lawless,
she was in that one TV show, Xena.
Yes,
you guys. Felt
apparently, she's been in Park and Recreations multiple times.
Huh? I've watched a few of those. I've never gotten into them. They are pretty funny. I just never watched them in a row.
She was in Euro Trip.
Yes, the
she's also in something else. You guys are forgetting
Club Vandersex.
You're forgetting kind of something else. Star Galactica.
Oh, yeah.
She was a Cylon.
Yeah, she was a Cylon. That's right.
It's been so long.
She played, actually did the Wonder Woman's voice, Justin League, The New Frontier.
Nice.
She was in 2004 Spider-Man Uncredited. She was Blonde Woman Screaming.
That's a Sam Raimi connection right there. Mm-hmm. Hey, I need a Blonde Woman Screaming. All right.
Get your wig.
She was in 2002 Spider-Man as Punk Rock Girl. She was in The X-Files. Yes, you already mentioned Eurotrip. Madame Vandersex.
Hercules. Mentioned Hercules as Xena.
Yeah, that's where she started.
Yep. Hercules, The Legendary Journeys. She was also in the Ray Bradbury Theater. Alithia. Viva Bianca. So I think, I don't know if I recognize anything she's in.
Oh, great. Here we go. The hating starting already.
Well, something's in post-production, The Reckoning that she's going to be in. She plays a detective. She's
an Aussie, too, isn't she? Or is she New Zealander?
I think she's, well, I'm not sure. I'm not going to guess. She's been in a lot of stuff, guys. Night of Vengeance, X Night of Vengeance. She plays Holly Rao. she's in a 2009 a movie called Bad Bush.
Yes, whoa. We're gonna have to find.
Yeah, that might be worth seeing.
She plays Ophelia in that one.
Ophelia.
2008, The Strip.
Nice. Another one.
That's a TV. Promising. That's a TV series. Okay.
The Spartacus was a TV series, and it got pretty down and dirty.
Okay, so now we're to the directors and writers, and we're going to go through this.
Did we go over Crixus?
We certainly did.
I missed it.
Mentioned 30 Days of Night. We mentioned Beastmaster.
I still don't remember him in 30 Days of Night, but...
Billy Kitka, I think is the name of the character he played. Okay, so we're into the writers and directors, and I'm just going to run down this list, and so you guys can shout out whatever you want. Okay.
Balls. No, I'm kidding.
Rick Jacobson, he's done a lot of directing. I think he just directed the last one we just watched, The Bitter End. But Rick Jacobson, director, episode 1, episode 2, episode 6 of Blood and Sand. Episode 6 actually being Delicate Things. But anyway, he also has directed episodes of Xena and Hercules, and there was a show called Cleopatra 2525, which actually had Gina Torres as Cleopatra, because she played Cleopatra in Xena, but it was like Cleopatra in the future, and it only lasted one season.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
It looks silly, but we should check it out, because Robert Tapper produced that. Stephen S. DeKnight, probably should have noted him first, because this is the...
He's the creator.
He is the creator. He's the mastermind behind this, and he also has some pretty cool tribal sleeves, and he has a Mr. Clean haircut. But Stephen S. DeKnight, producer, writer, creator, he was part... He wrote specifically by himself episode 1, episode 2, episode 13, killed them all. But he was also part of the writing of episode 3, episode 5, episode, wow. episode 7, episode 8, and episode 12. He has been known also to write episodes of Buffy, Angel, and Smallville. Producer, writer, and possibly director of those. Grady Hall is the director of episode 3, Legends. And he's also worked on the Outer Limits TV series.
Wasn't that Fred Sanford's best friend? Wasn't it Grady?
On Sanford's son?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
All right, sorry.
I used to watch that show a lot, but I don't remember.
I think it was great. But anyway.
Brent Fletcher, which he just wrote, I think it was Reckoning. But Brent Fletcher, writer for episode 3, which is Legends, episode 7, episode 8, episode 9, episode 10, episode 12. He also, in some capacity, I think he wrote for Friday Night Lights, Lost, and Angel.
Damn.
Jesse Warren. Yeah, a lot of these people have worked with a lot of stuff we like. Jesse Warren, director of episode 4, episode 7, episode 12. He's worked on Legend of the Seeker, the recent V TV series. I didn't finish it.
Nah. The original was way better.
Criminal Minds and The Vampire Diaries. Aaron and Todd Helbing, writers of episode 4, episode 8, episode 9, episode 10. They're the ones that had all the Star Wars references in the Potter Familias episode that we watched of Gods of the Arena. They've also worked on Smallville. They worked on Carnival as writer's assistant and assistant production coordinator. Michael Hurst, director of episode 5, episode 12. He also is known as Aeolus in Hercules. Mm-hmm. He also directed episodes of Legend of the Seeker, Xena, among many, many others. Miranda Kwok, K-W-O-K. She's an interesting woman. Anyway, writer, actor, producer. She has worked on episode 5, episode 8, episode 9, episode 10. She's been a writer on Sanctuary television show, and the Spartacus motion comic. She's also a martial artist and various other things that had in her profile.
Nice.
Tracy Bellamo. She wrote... Tracy could be a guy, too. Be careful there. Writer of episode 6, also wrote on Dollhouse and Smallville. Andrew Shambliss, writer of episode 6, works on Once Upon a Time, The Vampire Diaries, and has worked on Dollhouse. Rowan Woods, does that name sound familiar? Rowan Woods, director episode 8. He directed 18 episodes of Farscape, among other things.
Nice.
Farscape's all I cared about.
It's too bad we couldn't get a John Crichton cameo, you know?
Mm-hmm. No.
Or could you imagine Dargo and Ludus?
Rigel.
Pair with Dargo.
Should have had Rigel somewhere with the Romans being the shittiest.
Just up in the stands.
Anytime they had a buffet.
Just eating and watching the fights. Farting.
He would hang out with Asher.
No, he wouldn't hang out with Asher.
To try to scheme.
Yeah, I don't think he would use Asher.
He uses everybody. So, I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. He's my favorite character.
I might hang out with Salonius, though.
Body artist. He was always, he's above his station. A president?
What?
Of his country? King? Dominar.
Yeah.
Same thing.
The Dominar
and the Dominus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he would
have done the Rigel the
16th. The Dominar. Like Alpha.
It'd
be like the Odd Couple. The Dominar and the Dominus. Yeah.
See, that's the next
thing. No, I'm in charge.
All right. Daniel Knauf, Knauf, K-N-A-U-F.
What to say? K is silent. Knauf.
Knauf.
Daniel Knauf.
Norwich.
writer of Episode 9, Episode 11, and the Episode 11 teleplay, and he's worked on Carnival. Chris Martin Jones, director of Episode 10, has worked on McLeod's Daughters and Xena. Glenn Standring, director, Episode 11, Old Wounds, worked, which, is that Old Wounds? I guess it is. Whatever. Anyway, vampire movie called Perfect Creature. Not a whole lot on IMDb about that guy. And that's it, folks. That's all I got.
Rest in peace to the main character.
I should have looked up where they're all from, but it's...
Yeah, it's all right. We're giving them credit, right? Give them love.
That was our bonus episode.
This was a No Ship Network podcast brought to you by Esoteric Studios and Axolotl Tank Productions.